This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
That's right. We'll talk to you about anything that you want. Our number for you to call in is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We were talking about sanctuary cities, and we need to get back into that discussion. But then Greg in New York called in about this proposal that apparently has leaked out from the White House that is going to, and I want to get into this too, because we barely scratched the surface on it in the last hour, but apparently Trump and his administration wants to write an executive order to crack down on social media sites. Joining you, by the way, in the studio, it's Ian here.
Silver Dave.
And Johnson.
Let's continue, and we'll take more of your calls and thoughts. Whether you want to comment on social media and the freedom to speak online, which is not as free as it once was, sadly, and I think, Johnson, you're right in your prediction that the more that we see crackdowns on speech online, the more of it will go underground. It's not going to go away. It's just going to go to the dark net, perhaps.
I think what's going to happen if this happens is that the dark net won't really be the dark net. It'll be as common as cable TV was.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's going to be like, it'll be like when they started censoring, you've got your PBS, ABC, CBS, you know, all those major news networks, or not news networks, television networks, at the time, you know, where you had your TV shows under broadcast television, which now broadcast television is, you know, basically died off and mostly gone away. I mean, those networks still exist, but everything's kind of gone to cable. But those, they're still following those rules for broadcast television, right? But at the time, you know, cable was where you would go to find the racy content,
sure,
right? And it was hugely popular. Well, this is that for the internet age. Only the difference is that they don't control the internet like there was control over the cable companies and over cable.
They'd like to.
They'd like to, and they can try, but it's not the same way. The government still believes that the internet is only run by massive companies, and it's not, you know, like that not just anyone can actually be a part of the internet and run servers. I don't think that there are a lot of politicians that get it.
They don't.
If you watch, if you are at all tech savvy and you want to laugh deeply, like very, very humorous, watch them grill Zuckerberg.
Oh, really?
During the Facebook, like where they were asking about the Facebook and over the whole Cambridge Analytical scandal.
I heard that he really did a good job of talking down to him.
Oh my God, it's funny. It's so funny. I was like laughing. I actually sat through an entire congressional hearing because it was so funny. You know, because it's like, you know, how does Facebook, well, if you don't, you know, if you're not selling people blah, 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 or selling, you know, people's data, well, then how does Facebook make money? And he's just like, Congressman, we sell ads. You know, like, it's just, yeah.
I've seen clips of it. I certainly have not watched the full thing. So we're going to continue. By the way, 8chan still down. So as an example of the beginnings of these sorts of crackdowns, even without the government necessarily going after 8chan, the marketplace, people were mad, and so they came after 8chan's hosts, they came after Cloudflare, they came after their web hosts, and they said, bad, this website bad, you need to take them down. And so Cloudflare stopped their service, and then after that they basically got denial of service attacked into nothing. So, you know, those people from 8chan, which for listeners that aren't familiar, this is the website where some of the shooters this year, including one of the more recent ones, that they sort of announced their killings and they had, you know, just talked to people and were just generally awful. But this is like a place where some really ugly stuff on the internet goes on. Well, guess what? Those people still exist. And those people are going to find ways to talk to one another. And they were already planning their alternatives prior to the takedown of 8chan. So whether they went to a darknet site or whether they went to another Chan site or what, I don't know. I didn't follow it closely. But I guarantee you, they went somewhere. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We've got Eric. He's on the line watching us on Twitch. Listening in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Eric.
Hey, and hey, guys. Hey. Thanks for taking my call, and thanks for...
Don't drop the phone.
Yeah, I've been thinking about getting more into libertarianism recently, and I was wondering if you had any advice on reading or anything I should do to familiarize myself a little better.
Definitely read. I definitely agree with reading as a general practice.
There's a lot of really great libertarian books out there. It would be hard, you know, if you ask every libertarian out there, you're probably going to get different answers on their favorites. I like Healing Our World by Dr. Mary Ruart. That's one of my favorites of all time. Johnson, do you have a fave?
I think it's No, You Can't Fix That or something by John Stossel.
Ooh, John Stossel's always good.
Yeah, I like Lysander Spooner.
Ooh, classic.
The Constitution of No Authority.
Yeah, that's an oldie.
It's not that long. It's really easy. Like, there's an audio version you can just listen to on YouTube. And I think it's really awesome because he basically proves that the Constitution has no power over anybody in a really simple way, and I find it really amazing. So,
and Eric, it says here you're already in New Hampshire?
Yeah. My biggest speed bump so far with all this is that I think there should be an age of consent law.
Okay. So what is your proposal?
Well, I think you're some weird creeps and...
Okay. Well, we're just going to hang up on you. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We continue here. Let's go to
Jeffrey. Making a law definitely help fix that problem.
Yeah.
Let's go
people
to...
will be less creepy.
Not like Epstein was, you know, friends with all the higher-ups in government.
Yeah,
by the way,
yes,
it had nothing to do with
government. I just read that he apparently cremated himself, too, just recently.
Epstein?
Yeah, Epstein. He apparently cremated his own body. Just
climbed right into the the oven.
Yeah.
Let's go to Jeffrey calling us from Idaho. Jeffrey, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Thanks so much for taking my call. Like, what's up with Greg? Like, dude, not even on topic, but, like, important stuff, man.
You don't have to be on topic
anyway,
on the show.
Yeah, this is Free Talk
anyway,
Live. You haven't listened long enough.
But it is good, though, I think, if you stay on a topic.
No. Dude, I'm pretty high right now, so...
Yeah. Wow, congratulations.
What's the deal with microphones, dude? Like, the part of the system, like, you know, Eric Microphone, who invented the microphone, he was a child
Eric
guru,
microphone?
Like Jeffrey Epstein.
All right. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. 855-450-3733. I have a feeling that's not going to be the last crank call that we get here. And, you know, at least they haven't said the F word, so I guess that's good.
Yeah.
They're not particularly
I kind
good.
Of hope
bringing
that there's
out the talented voice actors tonight.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you both when you talk at the same time. One at a time.
Go
please.
For it.
Now, there you go.
They're bringing out the talented voice actors tonight for the crank calls.
There you go. Let's
that was a really good stoner impersonation right there.
Let's talk to Jason. He's in Gilsum, New Hampshire, he claims. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jason.
Hey, boys. What's happening?
You're on the radio.
Hey, boys.
Man, I'll tell you what. Those couple of weird callers in a row. I do agree with the one guy. I agree with them about Greg, though. I did not like Greg. I was not a fan of Greg.
Okay. Well, you can have a Greg anti-fan club together.
That's funny. Like Antifa, kind of like that sort of invokes thoughts of that organization. I'm a big, you know, I'm not necessarily libertarian. I'm not this. I mean, independent as far as politically speaking. I don't tend to vote in a lot of the elections. But I, in general, wish we could go back to a better time. You know what I mean? A time when hosts on a Tuesday would take their damn shirts off. Chocolate Tuesday.
Now,
what
that was
is
a good
wrong
one.
With you, boys? It's the summertime.
Somebody cracked down, man. Somebody cracked down on our channel. They reported us to Twitch.
Are you
some
now that's
snitch.
The type of that's the type of internet censorship that I frankly cannot get behind at all.
Jason,
okay,
I share your feelings. I share your disappointment on this one. Go
listen,
ahead.
Man, my name's not Jason. That's a made-up name. But I'm going to talk to the people at Twitch. I'm going to get you your topless Tuesdays back, baby. Woo!
Thank you, Jason. I appreciate it. Or whatever your name is. Thanks for the call.
Baby, woo.
Now, that was a good one. That was pretty decent.
So the book that I was trying to name was No, They Can't, Why Government Fails, But Individuals Succeed.
This
very
is
very long
Stossel.
Title. That's John the John Stossel book, yeah.
Is that his most recent one?
Yeah. I suspect that caller will definitely go out and rush out and read it right away.
Yeah, he's really, really
sounded like a reader. He sounded like a real reader.
Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. You can bring up whatever you want. And, yes, you can change the topic here on Free Talk Live. That's what we do. And you can do that anytime you want. Otherwise, we talk about stuff. And we got more of that coming up. 855-450-3733 or call our Discord lines over at discord.lrn.fm.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. All you got to do is call in and dial the toll-free line, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in lines as well. Go to discord.lrn.fm and you can connect with us there. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio. By the way, if you are an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, then you ought to use liberty.menu to spread the word about the things that you do. Maybe you create digital content. Maybe you are an event coordinator. Maybe you've got a business and you want other liberty-minded people to know about it. Get on over to liberty.menu. It's a free site. You can use the site for free. There are some upgrades available if you want to pay a few bucks in. You can do that and get some perks, but by default, you can list the stuff you do, put it up on the liberty.menu map for free. You can also use code FTL and get a Free Talk Live listener badge on your profile. That's liberty.menu. As we continue, you may bring up whatever you want. Let's talk to Andrew. He's in North Carolina. Andrew, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Silver, David Johnson.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Lots of strange callers tonight.
It's funny, here, isn't it?
Yeah, but anyway, I always wondered what the square root of Kanye West's butthole would look like.
Okay, well, we'll get right on that one. Let's talk to Matthew. He's in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, man. I used to use social media all the time, and I would troll the heck out of it. I would type whatever I wanted. So one day I'm flipping through some far right, far left stuff, and I looked there. I had an OF moment, and I realized that they actually do believe all that stuff. So I had to stop doing what I was doing, all the stuff that I was typing. And what happened to MySpace with all the glitter and the games? You know, they completely threw all that out the window.
So you want to bring MySpace back? I'm not sure the point.
Well, I would, but it's a celebrity website now.
Yeah, I haven't been on MySpace in years. Right. I don't know why anyone would go there.
So
I update mine every day.
Twitter. I use Facebook. I used to use Facebook. I use Twitter. It's crazy.
So what's the point of your call? Are you just reminiscing about social media?
Well, you said Chan 8, right? Or 8chan?
8chan. That was a website. Yes, yeah, now been taken down.
Wow. Right.
What exactly do you do here?
Thanks, Matthew, for the call. A little disjointed, a little confusing, but, you know, it is what we do here. We'll take your calls about anything. 855-450-3733. Johnson, should we get back to the Sanctuary City story? Because I feel like that's what our intention was. Yeah. And then we went off on this social media track. But I do want to get into that story about Trump and apparently wanting to do a executive order to regulate or to somehow censor social media. So.
I mean, we're already almost done with this Sanctuary story
Just to recap, this is the Advocates for Self-Government. They've got a weekly newsletter that they put out. It's been around for a long time. It's a great newsletter.
And they're just talking about, you know, we should have sanctuary cities for everything, every kind of law.
Not just sanctuary cities for immigration, but sanctuary cities for gun rights, for drugs, for, you know, prostitution, for whatever.
You know,
all of it.
They go on to say local governments are far more accountable than federal governments. And sanctuary cities create a way out.
It's true. I know where the city councilors live here.
So sanctuary cities create a way out for people who are not satisfied by the federal government. It creates true diversity in governance. Conservatives can have their conservative cities. Leftists can have their communes. One common objection, however, is that there will be conservatives in blue cities and liberals in red cities that have to live under this. This is true, but this problem exists in the status quo. I'm not pretending to have the solution to all the world's problems here, the author says. What I am saying, however, is that in terms of government, smaller is better. Well, sanctuary cities have a very real capacity to restore local sovereignty. In addition, they allow for an expansion of liberty. Of course, there is no federal funds that will go to these sanctuary cities.
In fact, the big guys will lose money as a result of sanctuary cities.
Which big guys? The feds?
Yeah, the feds. So, like, you know, there's no benefit. And then the people that...
How would the feds lose money?
Well, because of all the programs they want to force on people that would not necessarily be forced in those sanctuary cities. And the money rolls downhill. So, like, the people that are running the different organizations in the, quote, sanctuary cities would not get the money that they get from all these different pipes.
But wouldn't that mean the feds would hold on to more money in that case? Because, if you're in a sanctuary city and you don't get different federal programs because you're not jumping through the federal hoops, that means that money doesn't get distributed to those
cities. Well, but that's not – here's the thing. The way the government works is that the more money it wastes, the more money people along the way make. So they need to pipe as much money through the pipes as possible, because if you're skimming and all the programs, all these politicians, they all skim in different ways off of different programs.
Well, the feds are going to spend the money. I mean, so the feds are going to, so I'm not saying they're actually going to, you know, keep the money.
Yeah, but so it doesn't help them if they don't get all the local cities to be on board with all their programs and all their spending.
You're saying the feds want to give those cities money,
yeah,
so they can tax more.
So they can own them.
Make the government.
You know, like, if I give you money and you're used to it, like, I own you in a way.
That's true. That's how it works. That's why that New Hampshire has no seatbelt law, because New Hampshire is the only state of all the 50 states that has continually refused the federal money, because the federal government's been dangling millions of dollars in front of the New Hampshire government for years, and every couple of years there's always a bill that gets put forward in the state legislature here that says, all right, we need to put the seatbelt law into place so we can get this federal money, and luckily it keeps getting shot down. So that's one area. It's a good example of this nullification idea, and more states need to do that stuff.
Well, the final thought here is the feds, after all, are the ones perpetuating the tyrannical laws that the people of these cities are resisting. In other words, local sovereignty, not the central empire, is the answer for freedom in our time.
It's true, and it'll get people thinking about secession as well, I think, because sovereignty, you know, national or local sovereignty of rejecting the federal government's programs here and there and here and there. That's good. I mean, it's not a bad thing. I fully support it, whether it's on guns or immigration or whatever. I'm on board. But it needs to start a larger conversation about, well, if we're going to reject the federal government's rules in this area, why don't we just reject them entirely?
And it goes back to what my point was that, let's say, for example, you had a city or a state that wanted to, quote, secede, and they say, you know, we're going to do entirely our own thing. We're not going to follow these rules. The problem is that there's so many different pipes of money that they get for so many things.
Oh, it's going to be hard as hell to say.
Threatened to be turned off.
Right.
And so, like, you know, it'd be really hard to get these politician leaders to suddenly be, like, willing to not get funding from all these things that they were expecting, wanting, or used to. So, like,
this is not easy.
Yeah. So, like, you almost need, like, a politician that, like, really doesn't care about the money.
That's why we need more people to migrate to New Hampshire who care about freedom, liberty-oriented folks, people who are libertarians and voluntarists and liberty-loving anarchists, to come to New Hampshire, because the more activists that we can get here, the more can get elected to these positions. And, you know, if we had a majority of the state house, which we don't, you know, we've got a couple dozen free staters, basically, that are up there, and liberty, really principled liberty people. But that's way more than any other state has combined, probably all the other states combined. We've got more libertarians in office, elected office, here than anywhere else. And so that's a good starting point, but we're just getting started. We still need more people to migrate here. You can go to move.shiresociety.com. You can learn more about the great New Hampshire liberty migration. And we got more coming up here with the Trump crackdown on Facebook and social media, the proposal from his administration. We'll tell you more about it coming up on Free Talk Live.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad, and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Dayton, Ohio Police Chief Richard Beals says it's inconclusive if the murderer who killed 9 people in his shooting in the Oregon Entertainment District was intentionally targeting his own sister. The police chief with an update on what they have been able to find out.
He was in the Oregon District on Friday night. So what was his mindset then? I don't know. He was not unfamiliar with this area, and the fact he was there the night before, you know, certainly have to consider there was some thought being given to it at that time.
President Trump says the global trade landscape is changing fast during his tenure.
We're winning a lot of cases because they know that they're not on very solid ground. We will leave if we have to.
President Trump, speaking at Shell Chemical Plant in Pennsylvania, condemned horrible trade deals done by past administrations. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You may take control of the airwaves. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. You can hop into one of those, and you will sound pretty great when you do that. As we continue here, we've got the details on the story that one of our callers actually brought up. I had not heard about this, and I don't think, Johnson, you hadn't caught wind of it either. This Trump proposal to regulate social media. And I know that people have been calling for this, and I think that it's a huge mistake to demand that the government come in and level the playing field. We need to make Facebook fair, or Twitter needs to be fair, rather than just going out and creating the alternative, creating something that's better, creating something that's more free. Some of these things already exist, or using the things that are already out there, or using, you know, even bothering to look and find out what else is out there. But no, people just want to pound their fist, and they want to force the big evil mega corporation to work the way they want that corporation.
I definitely want to find out more about this too, because so what this is in regards to is Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, which is supposed to protect companies from legal responsibility for content posted on their platforms, right? So if somebody just posts something that's obnoxious, or you have a caller who calls in and says something about the square root of somebody's butthole, then you are protected, right, from that particular content, because it's not you that's posting content.
You're not liable for what that person
said. Yeah, you're not the, you know, that's just, you're not necessarily their platform, especially if you're, you know, doing something to get rid of it. Well,
Well, didn't they already crack down on that with Sesta Fosta?
As our caller pointed out, Sesta Fosta didn't pass. They're trying to.
Yeah, it did.
Oh, did it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so, well, then, yes. Then
it passed, and Craigslist shut down their entire personal
site. Oh, right. I forgot all about that.
As a result. Actually, Craigslist shut it down prior to its passing, but it did pass, and Trump did sign it.
Right. That, but that was specifically in regards to sexualized stuff, right?
That was
generalized.
Right. That was in regards to any website that allows a certain number, I think it was like 3 or 4 different advertisements on it for what can be perceived as prostitution. So, of course, as you may know, there's certain like code words that are utilized in online prostitution advertisements because it's not legal in most places.
Right.
And so they have to kind of talk around it with code words.
Sugar baby.
Yeah. So any one of these
type.
One of these things, yeah, I don't know what all the code words are. I'm sure you can go find a list of them pretty easily online. But any site that has these things now is liable basically they, Sesta Fosta, if I recall correctly, basically says if you run a website, Silver Dave, and 3 or 4 people post ads on that website that you allow to stay on the site, that are ostensible prostitution advertisements, you will be held liable as a human trafficker, basically. And right. So that is a huge chilling effect on freedom of speech in that particular area. And it's the beginning of this proposal. So I have the same story I think you had pulled up here, Johnson, from CNN Business. And then coming up, you've got another Trump-related piece that we can get into. What is he doing here?
I don't have anything pulled up from CNN Business.
But you've got a story about Trump and psychiatric treatment, forced psychiatric treatment. So stand by with that. But CNN, from a draft executive order from the White House, could put the Federal Communications Commission in charge of shaping how Facebook, Twitter, and other large tech companies curate what appears on their websites, according to multiple people familiar with the matter. The draft order, a summary of which was obtained by CNN, however, they don't link to it.
Right.
Calls for the FCC to develop new regulations clarifying how and when the law protects social media websites when they decide to remove or suppress content on their platforms. Although still in its early stages and subject to change, The Trump administration's draft order also calls for the Federal Trade Commission to take these new policies into account when it investigates or files lawsuits against misbehaving companies. Politico first reported the existence of the draft. So that's a lot of legalese sounding stuff there, and I'm not really sure what the what's that gonna mean.
It's also interesting because apparently the name of the executive order is Protecting Americans from Online Censorship. And by the way, now this article that I found is
like
actually
from
Boing Boing, which is a source that I'm going to trust a lot
more than CNN
fake news.
Yeah, give me something from Boing Boing.
Okay, so
that was a confusing paragraph.
Trump's Protecting Americans from Online Censorship order would end social platform protections in CDA. Section 230.
Communications decency.
Yeah, yeah. So banning Nazis from Twitter should be against the law, Trump basically. An online administration as venal as Trump's would call it protecting Americans from online censorship, but there it is.
That's the reverse, of course.
The draft executive order by illegitimate popular vote losing United States President Donald Trump would force the FCC to cut back on CDA Section 230 protections for Internet platforms so that they can be held liable by the government when they remove, say, Nazi tweets. Trump's hate cult runs on social media used as a hate vector. It's in his administration's interest to do this. This article isn't biased at all, though.
It's totally biased, but that's fine. It's good to get it out there in the open.
Yeah,
Chris Cantwell had advocated for this. Cantwell, who is a known white supremacist, former host here on Free Talk Live, we booted him off the air when we ended up finding out that he'd become a racist. He advocated that the government should force Facebook and Twitter and these other social media companies to be open platforms to where anybody, Chris Cantwell or whatever Nazi or whoever, can get an account and not be subject to censorship. Basically advocating that these platforms be turned into government-regulated free speech platforms to where they are no longer a privately, you know, held company that or a privately owned or run company that can make their own decisions. No, no. If they let any, if they let person A comment on something, they have to allow person B to comment. They can't just come up with their own rules and restrictions. The government should play, make them play fair, basically. And I just, I found that such a, I think it's such a despicable viewpoint. And I think that it's a huge mistake to let the government into this, to not only let them in, but invite them and beg them to come into this regulatory area that they've never been in before.
I don't know that I necessarily agree with what you're saying there, because I feel like the government is already in certain ways. Like, in other words, in terms of libel and slander laws and sort of that kind of situation.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if I agree that this is somehow increasing government involvement. I almost feel like it's kind of a change of government involvement.
Oh, this sounds like a total increase. I mean, if the proposal is that the government should come in and tell you that you have to allow everyone to comment on your platform, that's an incredible imposition that has never existed before. This is basically saying Facebook should not be able to ban a Nazi, or Facebook or Twitter should not be able to inflict whatever policies they want on their site, that their policies would have to treat everyone equally, that they would have to allow everyone to comment, allow everyone, no matter how offensive, to make a statement. With the exception, I'm sure, of like threats, right? Like, there's certain things that would still be unacceptable. But a political viewpoint, Trump is coming at this as though, oh, well, conservatives are under attack on these platforms and they need to be playing fair, is basically the opinion.
I mean, I don't know that I necessarily agree, because I know that there are, for example, laws against publishers. You know, there are publications that can do serious damage to someone's business and personal life, mm-hmm. and, you know, but
if it's publishing false,
you know, false, or, but there's no such protection, like, that you can do that online and get away with it. You know, like, you can,
it depends,
completely, you know.
It depends. So libel laws, for instance, you know, I'm not an attorney. This isn't legal advice.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're a public persona, you don't have the same protections as a private person does. So, like, we're all on the radio. It would be very hard for us to argue that we're private personas. Right? So people can say things about you better or more. So they can say more false things about you because you're a public person.
Mm-hmm.
Arguably, an owner of a business could be argued as a public person. So if we can get more into this here in moments, exactly what it is that Trump's calling for. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you want to jump in, you can join us here on Free Talk Live.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here on the radio. Talking about a disturbing proposal by the Trump administration to get deeper in to the business of trying to tell websites how they're supposed to be run. And I think it's pretty disturbing. You're welcome to share your thoughts, though. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But we shouldn't be surprised. This seems like it's just the next logical, tyrannical step in the ongoing crackdown on freedom of speech. They've already cracked down via the SESTA-FOSTA Act. That restricted advertising for prostitution is holding website owners responsible now for what their users put on the sites. But that wasn't even the first thing. It was actually the crackdown on the Silk Road back in 2013 that was really the first, I would say, at least that I can recall, the first major foray into coming after somebody who was just running a website and saying, well, you are an evil drug lord kingpin because you made a website where people can trade and buy and sell drugs, which is what the Silk Road, you know, one of its main points was.
Specifically for the act of running a website, because that's really what that boiled down to.
Yeah, and he's going to prison. He's in prison now for his entire life, plus another life sentence, plus 40 years for that, for running a website. They went after the guys that ran Backpage.com in the last couple of years as well. So this hasn't just been a Trump administration thing. This has been going on, you know, back to Obama. And I'm sure if we thought real hard, we could, you know, come up with something from prior to that. Mm. And then, of course, what Barrett Brown, I think was his name, the reporter, if you recall, who went to prison because he posted a link in a chat room. The link was to some content that wasn't necessarily legal, but it was just a link.
Right.
And he went to prison for that. So
he didn't have involvement in what the link was of.
He did not take
passing it.
Correct. Yeah. He wasn't the hackers who hacked the, you know, he wasn't involved with the stealing of the information. I think it was the Stratford Communications data or something like that that he'd linked to. But just linking to something now.
Don't criminal shoot act. The messenger. Oh, wait, nope. Shoot the messenger.
It's terrifying what's going on here. And so now we got a couple different stories that Johnson, you and I are kind of going back and forth on here. Here's the one from CNN says this proposal from Trump that would put the FCC and the FTC, the Federal Communications Commission, the Federal Trade Commission, in charge, basically, of the social media platforms regulation of content, if put into effect, Says CNN, the order would reflect a significant escalation by President Trump in his frequent attacks against social media companies over an alleged but unproven systemic bias against conservatives by technology platforms. And it could lead to a significant reinterpretation of a law that its authors have insisted was meant to give tech companies broad freedom to handle content as they see fit. And I would not say it's unproven. I mean, it definitely seems like people on the right have been targeted more often than people on the left.
And there's been a lot of whistleblowers out there who have, you know, provided some very damning evidence. Of, you know, the like from Project Veritas, for example, and some Google engineers that have come out and said, like, look, this is the people happening. This is how they're doing it. You know, I've worked on the algorithms, you know, like that kind
of
thing.
And then there's also examples of, like, I forget the lady's name, Candace Owens might be the name. Yeah. This lady who, she's a black lady, but she's a conservative, apparently. And she had made some statements on her Twitter profile that were just copied and pasted from some lefty, but she had changed the wording to, she changed, like, you know, whatever the target was to, I don't know if it was whites or something right. like that. She made these sort of, she took what were already offensive statements and made them, you know, sort of differently offensive for the conservatives. Probably best if I had it in front of me, but I don't know where to go find it. Anyway, the statements that she made that were kind of like conservative offensive statements got her account taken down. But the account from which she copied the statements, the lefty account, was not taken down.
Right.
So, I mean, it's pretty clear.
It was Sarah Jeong who was the...
That was the originator of this statement.
It was ridiculous. The statements were... her tweets that she originally wrote was, oh man, it's kind of sick how much joy I get out of being cruel to old white men.
Mm.
This was Sarah Jeong. I opened my mouth politely to greet a Republican, but nothing but an unending cascade of vomit flows from my face. And then, as are white people genetically predisposed to burn faster in the sun, thus logically being only fit to live underground like groveling goblins.
Wow.
Or some of the things.
And her account wasn't taken down.
Yeah, exactly.
A White House spokes bureaucrat declined to comment on the draft order, but referred CNN to Trump's remarks at a recent meeting with right-wing social media activists. During the meeting, Trump vowed to, quote, explore all regulatory and legislative solutions to protect free speech. Well, that just shows that Trump either doesn't understand what free speech is supposed to be, or he does understand, you know, just doesn't care and, you know, is actually against free speech. Because free speech is supposed to be free on governmental property. So you're supposed to have the freedom to speak in public, meaning if you're on a sidewalk or on a street or, you know, standing in front of or inside a government building. These are the places where free speech is supposed to exist. It's not supposed to apply to private property. I don't have the right, Silver Dave, to go onto your land and start yelling at the top of my lungs. Unless you told me to.
And there's no venue now. You know, you couldn't go to any governmental place and just speak. Like, they'd arrest you unless you're, like, sanctioned. And, of course, you also can't speak on social media. Like, that's squelched in a lot of subjects.
I'm not going to agree with you on that. There's plenty of governmental property where you can still go speak. Here in New Hampshire, I've had plenty of protests and plenty of events where we've just assembled without a permit, without asking for permission, and have exercised our right to freedom of speech. That's not to say the government won't harass you over it.
Hmm.
That has certainly happened. That's not to say you won't be threatened by the police for trying to exercise your freedoms, but it's the freedom of speech is only supposed to apply in those places. You get to make whatever rules, or in theory, you should be able to make whatever rules you want. If you want to tell me I can't say a certain thing when I'm on your land and I say that thing, you have the right to remove me from the property.
Hmm.
But Trump is saying here that he wants to protect free speech on these platforms. So he's saying that we want to enforce our rules on your platform where you already came up with a set of rules. Are they a fair set of rules? Maybe not. They don't have to be. Does YouTube have to give money to everybody that uploads a video? No, they don't. A bunch of YouTubers were mad within the last couple of years because they were making good money. And then YouTube changed their rules. YouTube said, well, if you've got a channel that's got content that isn't family-friendly, we're going to dock your pay. You're not going to get as much out of the advertising revenue. because we only want to give the majority of the ad revenue to the family-friendly channels. And so those creators, understandably, were upset because, well, they were expecting a certain check to come in every single month from YouTube, and then the checks got a lot smaller. And so they got mad about it, and they, you know, complained about it on their channels, which is certainly their right to do, but it's YouTube's, you know, discretion. They can, it's their advertising dollars, they can hand it out however they want to.
So can I read a little article here, because I think this is kind of where the crux of this goes in. This is from The Guardian. I'll be fast and see where it goes. So it says, is Facebook a publisher? In public, it says no, but in court, it says yes.
Mm. A publisher would be like a book company or something like that.
Or a newspaper.
Newspaper. Okay.
Yeah, media outlet. Mm-hmm. In its defense against the former app startup, Facebook is contradicting its long-held claim to be simply a neutral platform.
Mm-hmm.
It's clearly not neutral, right? So that's where this whole argument is coming from. Facebook has long had the same public response when questioned about its disruption of the news industry. Is it a tech platform, not a publisher or a media company? But a small courtroom in California Redwood City on Monday, attorneys for the social media company presented a different message from the one executives made to Congress in interviews and in speeches. Facebook, they repeatedly argued, is a publisher and a company that makes editorial decisions which are protected by the First Amendment. The contradictory claim is Facebook's latest tactic.
And that was Facebook's argument, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay, just to be clear. Got it.
Right. So that's where this sort of issue, the major issue is, right? Publishers who are publishing opinions are protected by the First Amendment, right? The individual, publisher is. So it becomes an overarching kind of thing. If it's a platform, right, a platform is a neutral entity, right? And so then the individual opinions that are published on that platform, right, are the responsibility of the individuals creating them, right? So
I'll take your word for it.
Well, that's basically how the law is designed to work, right? So that it's individuals held accountable, not the platform. Well, if the platform starts editorializing those individuals, why shouldn't that platform then be held responsible in some way for its content? Because it's no longer neutral. It is now a publisher. In other words, now they're not allowing individuals to be held responsible for their own content. They're stepping in.
All right, let's talk more about it coming up here. I want you to re-ask the question when we start hour number 3, which is coming up here in moments. And if you want to weigh in on it, jump on our phones right now. Our number is 855-450-3733. You can take control here on Free Talk Live.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion. Located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge. Featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
You're not a wild animal, and you shouldn't be tagged and tracked like one. Where you go and what you do every minute of the day, tracked and recorded by your mobile phone, it's often more revealing than your browser history. And tech companies make a fortune selling your location history without your consent. GoDark Bags prevent location tracking and protect your privacy by instantly blocking all cell phone, GPS, and Wi-Fi signals to your mobile device. Plus, they're durable, water-resistant, and built for a lifetime of protection. Visit GoDarkBags.com/FTL. That's GoDarkBags.com/FTL.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.